Many have speculated that the plane in which we live is not the only plane in existence. Those who say this will usually then go on to ponder realms of mystery and wonder. The truth is, there is a second plane, but it is not filled with the euphoric images that most people conjure up. However, it is not filled with horrors either. Rather, it is a perfect emulation of our world. There is no difference at all. Whatever exists in our plane also exists on the second plane. Even you exist on the second plane. In fact, those copies of ourselves, those extra-dimensional clones, are bonded to us. Whatever action we take, they take, and vice versa. That means that in the other plane, that other you is listening to this right now. In the second plane, there is only one difference. A god resides there, though some may call him a devil, watching over the mirrors of those in our realm. This god has no mirror. He resides only in the second plane. Our copies cannot see him either, for unknown reasons. But he can see them. He knows what they are doing. Therefore, he knows what you are doing. There is only one way to escape this constant watching. But it could come at a terrible price. Stand before a mirror. You see your reflection? That is your copy. Look him straight in the eye, and will with all of your might that what you see before you is not you. Rather, it is a perfect emulation of you. As soon as you have made this mental breakthrough, turn off the lights. Wait a while. About 2 minutes should do. Then turn them back on. Your reflection will be gone. You have just severed the bond between you and your copy. You can no longer see them. But they exist. Now, however, you will be free to do as you please without your copy mirroring it. And without the god knowing what you are doing. You can murder 1,000 people and walk without fear of retribution. However, it is not recommended that you do this. For as you sever the bond, The same decay that affected the bond will eat slowly up the remnants of one side of the cord. As it reaches whichever you was on that particular side, it will begin to eat away at its soul. Whichever version of you is affected will become sicker, paler. It will stink of death, its movements becoming stiff. As it nears the final stages of this illness, it will become merely a shadow of itself. It becomes a ghost, cursed to forever roam whatever existence it resides in, a shattered soul and lost cause. However, if it is not you that is affected by this illness, but your copy, you will walk free. You will walk without judgment. You will be a god among men. But be careful. For if that disease eats up your side of the cord, you will fall prey to its effects. Trust me. I know.